Ladarius, I've had a great life. I'm not envious of anyone, but I will just say this. The fact that you're 22 and you've already been to Australia, there's something wrong in this world.
I've been blessed to have the opportunity to go to Vanderbilt, which has granted me the opportunity to go to Australia, and it's an amazing experience. It was an amazing experience.
Right, so what were some of the things that you take away from your – I know what you were studying biodiversity.
The biodiversity of Australia. But
you also had a chance to enjoy all the nice tourist attractions
yes,
as well.
Sir.
So what was
yes,
that
sir.
Like?
Okay, so we started off at the zoo, discovered all the exotic animals of Australia because it is the most diverse continent. But we were able to go to the zoo. We were able to go to the Great Barrier Reef. We were able to go to a zip line, which we were able to see one of the oldest and most diverse rainforest in Australia, and it was amazing. We actually took a private tour. I forget his name, but he owns part of the rainforest, and we were able to go to his backyard. Is basically the rainforest. We were able to go through the rainforest. We were able to see cassowaries. we saw kangaroos.
Great white sharks?
We did not see great white sharks, but we did see killer whales, and we saw a couple of whales. I was actually able to swim with a sea turtle. It was the most beautiful thing ever. I didn't realize that they stayed underwater for so long. So I was snorkeling, and I was just trying to watch it, and I was waiting for it to come up the air. And it was about 45 to an hour until it finally came up. But when it came up, I got an awesome video of it coming up for air, and I was literally face-to-face with it, and it was beautiful.
All right, let's talk about the upcoming football season. First of all, going back to last year, we're talking about the leading returning tackler from last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing from that standpoint. The bad thing is the fact that you're the leading tackler in 2017 because you usually want somebody that plays linebacker to be in that role.
Yes, sir.
What went wrong in 2017 on defense?
It's not what went wrong. It's what we didn't do. Playing team ball, you know, you get fatigued after you play a physical team like Kansas State. Then you have to play a team like Alabama. Then you play a team like Georgia, who were currently 1-2 at the time. But not being able to finish games, not being able to play team defense. And I think we sort of fell off with our technique, but we've been working hard this summer, playing team ball, being assignment sound, playing with the principles of all gas, no breaks, of attacking the ball, being playmakers, and playing with extreme violence. And I think Tarver brings that to this defense.
You know, it's interesting when you think about being a student athlete at the college level, you talk about the highs. How about starting 3-0, beating a ranked mm-hmm. Kansas State team, having a chance to go to Australia, and then you got the lows,
yeah.
Losing 59-0 to Alabama. Mm-hmm. And the worst part, it's easy to say, it's just one game, put it away. And I get the feeling that wasn't the case last year.
Uh-huh. You know, when you're playing those games, you try not to linger on the past. And I don't think we did that. I think a lot of it was fatigue. A lot of it was us getting on ourselves that we didn't put in the effort, or the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be against those teams. But I think we put that behind us. And what came out of that was leadership. And I think that's what we're going into this year with better leaders than we've ever had at Vanderbilt. We have leaders at every group. We have a senior at every group. And I think that's going to help us along the way.
I spoke with Derek Mason about this, comparing 16 to 17, and almost kind of used the baseball analogy where, especially on defense,
mm-hmm.
if you're strong up the middle, if you have a strong second baseman, shortstop, center fielder, usually you're pretty solid
yes,
as far
sir.
As defense. To me, it seemed like it was tough to replace, and look, understandably,
uh-huh.
The likes of an Adam Butler or Zach Cunningham. And I think that if we talk about an improved defense in 18, that means individuals have stepped up to fill those kind of roles.
Yes, and individuals have to because, you know, those guys are gone. They're not coming back. So, you know, new guys have to step up, and new guys are willing to step up. We have Jordan Griffin, who's filling that hole in the middle, who's produced and who's going to continue to produce. We have guys like Cameron Tidd, Drew, the Dang Bros, those guys who are filling up the middle. And then we have Charles Wright, and we have Josh Smith on the outside who are containing. And then we have great DBs. Vanderbilt's known for having great DBs, and we will continue to have great DBs and a great defense. And, you know, as long as we do our job, as long as we play assignment sound, we'll be fine and we'll like the outcome.
What will it take for Vanderbilt to be in that conversation contending for an SEC East title?
You know, we always feel like we're contending for an SEC East title. We feel like we have the talent. We feel like we can play with the best of them. We feel like we can line up every week like everybody else does. and play with the best. So I feel like we're always thinking we're in contention for the SEC East, and we don't go in thinking we're going to lose the game. We go in every week thinking we're going to go 1-0, and that's what we plan on doing, going 1-0, starting with MTSU.
Strong start last year. Obviously, you know, practices starting to heat up as far as August is concerned. The importance of getting off to a solid start this year with Middle Tennessee, very first game out of the gates.
It's very important. You know, you always want to start fast and you want to continue to be fast. That's what we plan on doing. In the latter years, we've had trouble starting fast, but, you know, we've gotten better at that. And we're going to continue to prove to be better from start to end of the season. But looking forward to MTSU and starting fast and hoping for a great outcome going 1-0 that week.
If you had a chance, an opportunity to talk to a student athlete, whether they're in California or Arizona, wherever they are, and you had a chance to tell them what life is like as a football player for Vanderbilt, what would you say to them?
It's the best of both worlds, both challenging, both academically and athletically. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. I'm from California, and I came to Nashville, Tennessee, and I would have never thought I would have made it out here, but it's been a great experience. It's been a culture shock, but it's been a great experience. Southern hospitality is real. I've been able to experience things that I would have never experienced, being able to go home with teammates and do things of that nature, go cliff diving, go fishing, golfing, and things of that nature. So I think don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone, and don't be afraid to do what people have told you you couldn't do, which is come out here and play in SEC, which is considered the best football conference in college football.
So that means, Ladarius, before your time is done in Nashville, that you have a country music career down the road?
Hey, maybe. Maybe I'll pick up with a guitar and some cowboy boots and get started.
Enjoy the day. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, sir.